Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. In 2022, last year, 7,000 Hyundais and Kias were stolen in Chicago. That figure accounts for 10% of all registered Kia vehicles and 7% of registered Hyundais in the city. That was in the news release from Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. Thank you for joining us. So last month you reached out to these companies and you said, look, there needs to be a change. Something needs to happen. They did not comply. So you, along with other attorney generals, decided that you would request a federal recall. Is that, can that happen without the NHTSA on board?
Well, we sent a letter to the NHTSA. And
they didn't respond. They didn't do the recall that you asked for, right?
Not as of yet. And so we're continuing to press on and to try to bring attention to this, because it is not just a concern. And you said the figures, right? It's 10% of all Kias and 7% of all Hyundais in the city of Chicago, and our numbers are fairly high relatively. So it's not just about consumers having a risk of having their vehicle stolen. Oftentimes when these vehicles are stolen, they're used in other crimes. And so it has a sort of a domino effect in terms of being a safety threat for the public at large. And the ability for criminals to steal these cars and made popular by way of social media, and it's so easy for them to do it, and it's something that these manufacturers can do something about, as they've done in other countries.
General, when we talk about it, it sounds like, you know, thousands and thousands of vehicles would be off the streets all at once, but generally recall would be, I would imagine, over time you would bring it in, get it fixed at a dealership. Would you like to see the recall? Here's what I'm trying to say. When I get a recall for my car, I don't always bring it in. I'm not worried about the threat. I think I'm going to be okay. That won't help you in this case with the Hyundais. Would you make it mandatory that the owners bring them in for a recall or repair?
I don't know it's pretty hard to do such a mandatory recall. I'm similar to you, you know, depending on what the nature of the recall is, I may or may not respond depending on the safety risk. But a recall that suggests that your car is super vulnerable to being stolen is something that I think most people would voluntarily respond to, especially when the fix is not that complicated.
And what we're hearing from people is it's becoming near impossible to insure them now. Their insurance rates are going so high because, of course, insurance companies know the chance of it being stolen is pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, again, you read the figures in Chicago. That's a significant number. And you know how social media works. If the more and more popular these videos, and we try to get social media platforms to be responsible about a whole range of things, but that's a call, a subject for another call. This is a risk that can only grow unless there's something done about it, and these manufacturers can do something about it. They're doing it in Canada. They've done it. They have a software fix for some of the vehicles, but they need to do it for all of them.
And I don't think people realize the risk. It's not just about, you know, your car being stolen, but I know in Robbins, a 70-year-old man was killed after his vehicle was struck by a Kia that police said was stolen by two 13-year-old boys. And it really is kids who are not even legal to drive who are watching this on TikTok. And it takes a USB cord, they plug it in, and boom, they've got a car. So is that the problem, that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is not taking serious, instead of doing a recall for a fire or something that would immediately impact the owner or the operator of that vehicle, are they not recognizing that there is a danger? It's not just the issue of a stolen car?
I think you may be right about that. I mean, I think, as I tried to highlight earlier in our conversation, this is, you know, just as is the case with young people who are carjacking out there, oftentimes a carjacked vehicle creates a risk by having those young drivers, some of them who don't even have driver's licenses, behind the wheel, creates a risk for other criminal acts that they may commit. Having a stolen vehicle because it can't be identified to them and they dump the car afterwards. And so there's a sort of a ripple effect of safety concerns with regards to this. And again, by way of the social media platforms, making it such a popular opportunity for criminals to take advantage of this easy way to steal cars, it can grow exponentially.
So if they do comply and they issue a federal recall, what does that mean for people who own these vehicles, the Kias and the Hyundais?
I think it means that, you get this notice. And as said earlier, I don't think the notion of a mandatory recall is necessarily needed, because if you're notified that your vehicle can have an easy fix to it that will prevent it from being stolen, and as you mentioned, the insurance costs can be reduced, it's something that I think we'll see large voluntary compliance with.
General, what are your chances? What do you think?
I think, as we've seen with other efforts that we do collectively as attorneys general, as opposed to just the Attorney General of Illinois calling for a national recall, I think we've seen success with collective action.
And what's the next step to ensure that these companies stop building basically crap cars that can be stolen? You know, I mean, it seems like it needs to be done at the manufacturing point, where there is some regulation that says, hey, you can't make it this easy to just grab a car off the street.
Well, I think that's the other responsibility of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to have the mandate on the front end, not just to do it by way of recall, but to have the mandate as exists in other countries, including Canada, that would have the manufacturers have to do it in the first place.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. Will you do something about Twitter for us now, too?
Well, we're looking at all of these social media platforms. It is something that, on a bipartisan basis around the country, we're gathering on and looking at the harms on youth and adults, for that matter.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time today.